You're listening to 87.9 Eco Paradise FM. The mo orang sese replay at talk show ra Palau National Scholarship Board the tem langi onge waluri or July 4 rela ra 2019. Tru mata klora tu tau.
Oi sem belung tu tau bek la ade. Kod Marshall talk show git. Ra PNSP Palau National Scholarship Board. Tru kita okay kan ngasti dire al tu tau. Ma kmongo olgiung kunam sanga ur. Mong mo open ra program lagi de agdam mal mal ma gumiyan adra bilu ngani agar miu so miu loger so miu mo kadang ngon mera 488-3477 sila ngani tel talk show kaya malungil tutaw e ure kaya mo kadang mo ula
malungil tutaw e spider kaya mal misulang al misram tel tel al real tutaw magi mertiang al at ako tulo uli ang kangkle ka uroi bago scholarship office and I've been there for quite a while. Yeah, madawa ako ba ako teda sa kalung tal-tal yung iltuta ora bilung ay madul ma arklay marogul rubul belaw ma bilung ma ebil arklay marogul ma asil belaw maltirak adirak kaltogo ba salsus ang mara atangak kal-president tagid ratami ir mga South Junior mat cabinet ringi dere kalatrakal vice president ringi dere Arnold Oilo ma senate president Locons Paules marugul senators ma house speaker Sabino Anastasio marugul delegates marugul other loreng satel radio station al tutaw kada malt mi arugul de lo satel PNSP a ang aritya gid el best el program ngi lang nga with el summer and sponsor a internship ra nga al gal mebela o trigel nga al nga galet sem la mo mere gasel mamo nga der ra gartir no mere junior year tir ya scholarship board da sponsor a internship o tira apply mere ngi en oi te trir el mebela o haro ati ke te tir mebela o eto rior el gasengileng ya el Sunday is el volmare get a visit with family, my friends, eko kora mga galermelao ya abon mga kasambar at uklamut el fly back al morsel. Balul nga nga mo mga mut el mom ta finish is el final year at tira agalet. Tal program am loktub lang kathatra al adres is el wasem is el volmare ka ngal 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 askura agalet sa Amerike lang outsider belao and mungaring isel tool el silo sparing ye return and maybe allow lang tamlamem to intern mitra adra rior mar adra balu em lamom thing igel ko ka to ram lasu ba igel ko ra issues ma hook areas el maklo to telel el mera bal wadar be la ol ngamal el mering el adal balu el rubagal diosa am le creator el mel gil gil da gida adar be la um mal gira del musu sir arangal ko to bra school agida parents magdire qal mal gira del parents arangal gida del monge e mo mar gra school el mutal mer be la ol gira del mal mol lo ba o ngengel tel el balwa de we can see el alwa ser ada mas maru ba we're aging and we need our kids to come back al mer be la ol ngasul lorur travelu e dire qal take care ar maklol ad ar the rir ma dam rir so tagi dal program sa lamelo rior ar ngal et sil ukora mo maybe get an idea lo say when they go back to school et mol finis et tagi sel mal sori focus seringi maybe they want to continue mar masters or maybe they want to come back and move to lo rior rabela for a few years they want to go back for their master's degree. So this program, although expensive and ding malgora successful ang ulmo sa 2013 like I said imla mo 105 ang ngalgam la mo tagi the internship program malgora ang nila turn out teringi tangari ang ngalgam le orior imle la internship trigal like today tangari ang terung la top of the school mula sel sumbangan ka graduate, I give you offer them a one way ticket and maybe allow. Mata maybe allow, eh, hopefully, to make, yeah, yeah. Trigger low, regal, combine, tira o internal, yeah. Hopefully, so we'll realize a lot of tira mal club potential, or team, but create good opportunities for them to care and sell bella, eh, mal mon, mal almost, or abalum. So, yeah, the program directly along with the airline ticket. As I mentioned, either round trip or one way, depending on how long we continue or we graduate. Along with that, aboard the direct harara biweekly award that we level that for the 8 weeks, we will for pay the alolai. Ma secretary rabor del ma vice chairman el Kevin Poloy, ma secretary rabor del Maged Base, treasurer el Caroline Escobong, ma members el Emilia A. Katosang, ma Emery Wente, ma Gafaro Erbalao. Taking the scholarship board, I'm actively involved in the scholarship programs. Taking a set of direction, yeah, scholarship office are helping. Norurta program. Mokoman masulang halibok kender taigi di akil la floor and morte gaigi del teim el interns kadamira el mo amazed la bright a smart tear ma brightness et tira el ngalge del blur bela ole tamora skur outside among mal do extremely great academically ma direct activity certain ma adira kal gram bodanga rasa wal lek we really have smart algal ngar bela wal among mal make us proud so kotlu le balbonga elan ngar che elan sin sanga ya miss lahaina pedro ma odeutkel ma dilet mariang ma River Thomas, ma Mr. Sylvester Allen, sa maila ko talmo nga lahay na.
Ali and good morning. My name is Lahaina Luna Pedro. I'm 23 years old, daughter of Quintina Nestor and Leo Pedro of Sansaro State. I am currently a junior in the University of Hawaii at Hilo, majoring in accounting. But let me tell you a little bit of my school background and what led me to where I am today. I started in Munes Elementary School and promoted to high school in 2009. I then attended Palau High School and graduated in 2013. And then I took a year off from school to take care of my daughter, till she was old enough for daycare. Then I went back to school. I attended Palau Community College, where I chose to major in accounting. Why I chose accounting? I honestly don't know. But it was the only major that seemed fit with me. Before I chose accounting, I've had many people telling me to take nursing, but I couldn't. I don't do well in emergency situations. I've also had those who told me to major in education for Sansaro really needs teachers, but I still couldn't imagine myself as a teacher. But accounting, it seemed fit. I could imagine myself as an accountant because I love dealing with numbers. I love taking math classes, so I thought I could do well in it. And of course, we should choose a major that we are passionate about because it is what we'll be doing almost all of our lives. So yeah, I chose accounting. I could see myself working on balancing records and working through formulas. So although accounting jobs require more than just in-depth knowledge of math and data organization, but I enjoy learning and acquiring new skills such as strong interpersonal skills to be able to work with multiple departments through a company and be able to communicate my findings to the managers, and knowing I'm a great help to the company is just so cool. So yeah, I majored in accounting. I graduated in PCC in 2017 with an AS degree, but it didn't seem enough to me, so I wanted to work towards earning my bachelor's degree. Even though that meant leaving home, family, friends, my daughter, the thought of it was just too hard. That is, so I chose University of Hawaii at Hilo because I had cousins that were already there, so they were a great help, so I didn't feel so much homesick. It was also my first time to leave home, so they were a great help. I applied University of Hawaii at Hilo with the help from PCC. They were the ones that told me about PNSB. They told me to apply for it, and I'm very grateful that I did. It was a great help. I'm most especially grateful for this fellowship opportunity that I was able to come back and have my internship at home and was able to visit my family again. I'm very grateful. Thank you. Right now, I have my internship with the accountant of Sonsro State Government, Elena Matias. I have just started my internship, so I'm still slowly starting with accounting works, but I've been helping her in the office as well as the others in the office. And that's about it. And I'd like to thank PNSB for its so much help, especially living far from home. I'm very grateful. Thank you to Central State Government for giving me the chance to work under a field that I'm interested in. And hopefully I'm a great help to you guys. Thanks to my family for unending help. They were the reason I could leave and then come back and still be in one piece, I guess. So, thank you.
Ali, malungit tutay mar bekla ade nga kang klera naks o day lungut kel nga ka at 24 arigi ke nga lege la masut kel me emilit kel la masut ang artma me emilit ang aradam. Nga kamla la school ra Munch Elementary School le right after that takmlok enrolled ra Misenti High School and graduated ra 2012 and then moved on to PCC where I graduated ra 2015 with my AS degree in Information Technology. Right after that takmle decided enrolled ra UH Hilo. And I, my first year, I initially majored in computer science because it made sense that if I'm in IT, I would be a computer science major. From transferring to PCC, mora UH Hilo, and it was through PCC's Learning Resource Center, like I'm building it because they all had the applications and they knew the process of how I should transition from a community college to a university. So thank you LRC for that. After and going to UH Hilo and after my first year, I'm going to major in communication. And that was because my first year I did electives, and then communication was something that made that like sparked an interest in me, like because you know communication is in our everyday life, and even though we do it every day, we don't really understand it completely. So by going through some courses as an elective, I'm interested in communication. That I'm not decided more. Oh, communication major, and also minored in political science. I just graduated this year. So I'm not going back until like probably like in a year or two to get my master's, because I'm still working on that. From my experience in going to college and going through these different levels of like school levels, and it's pretty interesting, it's pretty fun. You get to learn so many things about your friends and how you grow as a person, and especially going outside the and then you kind of compare it to a life, so you kind of find yourself in between and try to balance both. So that was like one of the things that I had to do when so that was like something that I had to kind of adopt and kind of learn to manage on my own. But I didn't have to really do it on my own, because I had friends, and that was like the first reason why, not really the first reason why, but swearing towards UH Hilo, because I had classmates there that went there previous years and they seemed to like it, so that the transition won't be so hard on me, since it will be like my first time away from family. With school, you go through so much things, and it's also a huge challenge on a person. So of course school is hard, but then you have to learn to time, you manage your time wisely and things like that, on point and everything, so you don't lose yourself in all the new exposures and the all the stuff going on around you. That is where my family and friends come in, whether they support me in support appreciate their tier. Appreciate the BNSP, I'm grateful for BNSP for helping me financially at school, and to always appreciate their tier for that. And because of BNSP, being in terms of finance, financial stuff, I had to like do two shifts of work at school, and dim la gal sal mal bring of the swara, although the lame lang up in a spill on a serra, while I can do my school work. So thank you, BNSP, for that. El al internship, mlong at tangat and loss of air, al mo intern of the House of Delegates, and mel mesaula. Alelani Senor, El Nosub El Moyag, Almora House of Delegates. With the House of Delegates, saying Aguder Lobentrira, local council, House of Delegates, Yagulo Rior Lobengela Landisang Cotaro, Nia, a main supervisor, Mentor Rangar, Malmudu Olochis Akarang. And I've been learning a lot for the past couple of days, like Monday and Startel all week, and I've been learning a lot. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm not complaining, I am very grateful for that. with Landi, Tirkalorian Tirkal Staffra, El Sira Deliget, El Alina Beck, Matthew Rippentrop, Milandi Sankotaro, Nangi Samai. So those Tigayi del Ada, Urelo Bengera, El Sira, the House of Delegates. And I consider them all my mentors, because Tiradi Oshis Akaranga Beck, Troy, I won't do a time, but Tiroshis Aklak among. they're all my mentors as of now. At my internship site, it's very interesting. When I learn, I'm learning at a communication major point of view. But then there are others that order the concentration din ala among mga interesting sa kupag, and I put myself in their shoes and ko mga mal ako na interest ako mal interesting dialure nga ringi, and it's also very it's something I want to go into for my master's, because after my final year at UH Hilo, my interest was in international relations. So that's why I set up my major as a communication and a minor in political science, because that was the kind of field that I wanted to lean towards too. So in a way, one of the lessons that I learned is that you go through life, and then sometimes but then sometimes you kind of find that it's like a path opening up for you. So ako mlongol tangat talgora that something ako ramlo open up talgo kamas kaga like a path that kora possible for me. Makora di makmuige diswa kalo wera sulir adabli kamar salir el manengo surag dere kalo wera sulir adapen SP ma House of Delegates.
Ali, good morning. My name is Dilet Meryang. I'm 21 years old. I'm the daughter of Fermin Meryang and Gloria Andres, and I'm from North Mau. I went to elementary school at Koror KES from 4th to 8th grade. And then after that, I went to Midzenti High School, graduated class of 2015. And right after, I enrolled at Chaminade University of Honolulu. I applied online to a few different schools, but I chose Chaminade University because I really liked the class sizes. The biggest class would be 20 to 30 students, so you really get that individualized attention from your professors and staff. So it's easy to get to know the community around you, and it's easier to network. Also, there's a large and diverse community over there in Hawaii. Not only do you have the support and comfort of other Pacific Islanders from Micronesia, Polynesia, Melanesia, you also get to meet so many different people from countries across Asia, Europe, and so on. And I just graduated May 2019. I have my Bachelor's of Science in Psychology. I chose psychology because at the time when I enrolled a few years ago, not many Palauans were psychology majors. And it's such a broad field, but there's so many things that you can do with that degree, because you get to learn how to work with people, how to do data research and create your own research projects. You get to learn about counseling process and mental health problems. So that's what really interested me in becoming a psychology major. And so I just graduated, and I've been in school for the past 4 years, and there were so many things that were fun but also challenging. Like, I learned so much, not just about my major and like what makes me passionate about the field of psychology. I gained so many skills, but I also went through a lot of personal growth, because in college, it's kind of the first time you really learn about self-management. No one is really bothering you or telling you what to do anymore, so it's really on you to keep track of yourself academically, socially, physically. You have a lot of support from your professors and your family and even PNSB, but it's also all in you to really decide what you want to do and really push yourself to the finish line. Family support has been very helpful, because even though you do learn to be more independent, like, you can't do it alone. And I just want to tell everyone that if you're feeling nervous about going to college or starting that paperwork and leaving Palau, like, just remember that you never have to go through it alone. Because in Palau, we take care of each other, and there's always support from the Palauan groups outside of Palau, in any college that you might choose. And I'm also, this summer, I'm also interning at MOE, Ministry of Education, the Bureau of Administration, with Marla Ito. So I'd like to thank them for taking me on and giving me this opportunity to observe and learn with them this summer. I just started this week, so I'm still kind of orienting myself to the place and meeting people, but I'm also learning a lot. Not just about the administration side and how to have meetings with the teachers and the staff and the administrators and research developers, but I'm also learning very hands-on skills about data collection and how to create reports and forms to collect that data so that we can answer questions and see where we are at in efficiency about, like, electricity service, transportation services. And then it also helps to collect this data so we can answer questions about our students, about our youth, what are the problems that they are facing each school year, like, who are the at-risk students and how many are there, and what we can do to help them moving forward. So I'm very excited to be learning more in these next coming 7 weeks. And I just want to thank PNSB again for all the financial assistance over the years, because of that, because I never had to worry about how I'm going to pay tuition. Like, I've been very free to focus on my schoolwork and focus on growth and really, like, kind of having more career opportunities. So that's a big help. And I know that a lot of other people from other bigger countries, like, they don't have that straightforward financial assistance. So I think we're very lucky as Palauans to have a very committed national scholarship board. And I'm also grateful for this PFA, Palau Fellowship Award Program, to be able to intern, come back and intern this summer. It's a great opportunity for juniors and seniors in college, so I highly recommend that you take it, because last summer, I hadn't been to Palau in 3 years. The ticket was just too expensive to come from Palau to come from Hawaii to Palau. But because I joined the internship program, I applied, they accepted me, they were able to pay my ticket, and I was able to come back, and I really enjoyed spending and seeing my family again. And I really enjoyed coming to work and network at different agencies, seeing where I might be a good fit, meeting people so that they could also get to know me and what my major and background is, and, like, where I could possibly work in the future. So that's been a really big help. Thank you. Lastly, I'd also just like to thank God first for my entire journey so far. I'd like to thank my family, every previous teacher I've ever had since elementary school. Everyone has been a big help. My friends for the support, and PNSB again. Thank you.
Il tutaw ang klaka Reverend Guru Thomas. I'm 22 years old. Nakalagela Thomas Taroma Vernice Rabe, and I went to elementary school at SDA, and then to Xavier High School Rarug, and then finally to Wisconsin, where I attended Cardinal Stritch University. Now, a lot of people ask me, Wisconsin, why did you go there? It's so snowy, it's cold all the time. And yeah, they were right. It was exactly like that. But the school gave me a really good scholarship. And so I took it as an opportunity to be able to kind of attain higher education without putting so much of a burden on myself or my family. And then, of course, PNSB came in and helped kind of finish the job. So I was able to go to school without worrying as much as another college student about how I was going to afford college. And my major was in biology, and I minored in chemistry and English. And I kind of chose biology because I had a really great appreciation for, like, the environment. And especially I feel like it's true for a lot of Palauans. Just growing up in Palau, you're taught a certain way to respect the environment, the world around you. You know, like, don't litter, pick up after yourself. And we grew up in a place that, like, that once you leave, like, you realize it's beautiful here, but when you go, that's when you really appreciate your home and what you have. So I think that's kind of why I was steering myself towards biology, because I wanted to work with the many dedicated people back home who are very passionate about protecting our natural resources, because they're so closely tied to who we are as a people and our culture as well. And so I graduated also this May with my bachelor's degree. And looking back on those 4 years of school, there were it was a very valuable experience that I will always treasure. And of course, there were hardships. As many of my fellow interns have said, that self-management, that really is, I think, one of the biggest, besides homesickness, of course, is there's no mom or dad to tell you to do your homework, to tell you when to go to sleep or when to wake up. So there are going to be times where you're going to not do what you should be doing, when you're going to procrastinate, and when you're going to maybe not do the best that you can. But that's when you can look towards your family and your friends for help to do better. And because there will be failures in college. I don't think there's anybody who went through all 4 years and said, I did everything perfectly. And a lot of times those failures are the reason, are the reasons that you grow and you learn. And so I think kind of one of the important lessons I learned is sometimes through your own mistakes, you can kind of better yourself. And as for how I got the degree in the first place, I could not have done that without the help of my family and friends. They're the reason why I could walk across that stage. And so I'd like to thank my family, my mom and dad, and also like my late grandmother. She was the driving force for me. I've left Palau every academic year since I was like 14 years old. And I'm sad every time I go, but you know, my grandma would always tell me, like, there's a reason why you're leaving. And you're there, you're trying to get education so you can make your family's life better, so you can try in some small way to make Palau better. And so I think having those kind of people in your life that can remind you of why you're doing what you're doing can really help motivate you to finish school. And we all have our own timeline, too. Just because some people will finish in a certain number of years while others will maybe do different things first. And that's okay. It's okay to not have the same path, because you can only do what's best for you. So definitely another big lesson is that sometimes your path is your own unique one, and that doesn't make it any less valuable than anybody else's just because it's different. And so this summer, I'm interning at PAN, the Protected Areas Network office, and under my mentor is Lux Isaal. So I want to also thank her and the people at PAN O and PAN F and MNRED for taking me underneath their wings and kind of helping me navigate what it is to work in Palau, and also all the things that I'm learning as an intern. So right now we're working on a national forest monitoring program that's still in the works. So then I've been with the help of Lux working through different geographic software systems to help create maps that we can use to begin monitoring the different tree species on the island. So it's definitely really rewarding work, and I'm incredibly blessed to be able to watch these people work so tirelessly to kind of protect the environment and work with others to do so as well. And so lastly, my kind of shout out, like, I thank my parents again, but also to PNSB, because I would not have been able to afford college without you guys and without all the donors and the people who helped keep the scholarship office open and running. So, yeah, thank you.
Anclara Sylvester Francis Alonso, Director Alicia Alonso, ma Lintagawar, obviously PCA Head Start. So to begin, Akmar School, Maristela, Motov, the Mormizantine, graduated in 2016. And then I said, the more Loyola University, Chicago. I'll explain why. And then Ngarawun Makdirk, major in Religions of the World with a minor in Chinese language at Torasina. Last summer, got accepted into the Del Palau Fellowship Award Program for an internship. We get the Ministry of State. Ministry of State, in the executive branch, so I consider various offices, bureaus, my director, to be my mentors. The last summer, acting director, ma chief of staff to the Minister of State, Mr. Jeffrey Antol, ma chief office of protocol, Mr. Danny Higa. Position in the Ministry of State is foreign service officer intern. So what is memo writing and transmittal, writing transmittals between ministry to ministry, the executive branch. Ma rogul communication ng ay krel belaw murablu and communication are belaw to all our partner agencies, NGOs and nations with diplomatic relations with. Besides memo writing, I switch between obisir ang rul mother ng ay capital, ma obisir miyuns. So besides memo writing, paperwork and transmittals, I had the privilege to be the Ministry of State to attend state visits, so being there with our diplomatic partners. So, for example, I attended meetings over there our missions Rashaval, Bureau Australia, FSM, Marshall Islands at the moment, and many more official functions. So I attend this, and I think the internship program to actually see on the ground actual work, like what it is in the ministry, to get an idea of the office culture, not bureau, which agency does which, whether foreign affairs, domestic affairs, office of PD, passport, and the Bureau of Communication. So our school at Loyola University Chicago. It's a Jesuit university in the city of Chicago in Illinois. 16,000 undergrads, but it was a big change from Blurbella with 19,000 people to the third largest city in the United States with 3 million in the greater area. And our school with 16,000. So it's the feeling there of a big casual. Like, you mean new people, everything, the Ngarinyas, Limmar, Adan Gupter. So I chose Loyola Chicago for one reason. I was accepted between that and my one university in Philadelphia, St. Joseph's, another Jesuit institution. So between the two, I made a choice to study in Chicago with my neighbor here from Wisconsin. She could probably know this too. In Chicago, like, there's less other Belau or Pacific Islanders in general, which is sort of the idea I wanted to do. I wanted that was Easter other Belau ma where I came from. I wanted to distance myself to see a new world and see what it's like. So obviously, this age Marangara school is the tough one, because between the age some top high school until no one really knows when what age, it's a period of uncertainty. So Akmal Bogtakla Weiss was our school arroyed, like about 8,000 miles away, 14 hours away, and other don't have the means or the comfort to get on a plane to come and see me, even though there were moments when I wanted that to happen. Makmring Asula at PNSB that stay in communication and work closely with them to coordinate all my applications, my award, my distribution, and telling me about programs. Working with a 14-hour time difference and an 8,000-mile distance, so with that, I want to also elaborate more on my majors, major in religions of the world. To clarify that a little bit, it's not a major leading to ministerial work. It's not seminary work. It's an anthropology of religions is a better title of it. So it's interdisciplinary major. We see about religions of all corners of the world and their systems of culture and their systems of politics. So surprise, surprise, Sayyidu Mak choose a ministry of state. And then I pitched the idea to them, Akmura Academic Advisor, and pitched the idea back to her. And then, of course, Akmura Dabligan said, like, what I do is I chose the major because I'm passionate about it. I love studying religion. Sibel and Murat talk so about religion. Until tomorrow, I can talk about religion. That's how much I do. The internship really put me on the ground and told me that you can pick what you like, find a site with a practical plan in the future. I'm going to be seeing I'll return to my Chicago. So you just support the program. I have a round trip ticket and Merbella lo summer and intern, and then have a little bit of time after the internship is over to spend with family and friends. And then finally depart to Newton, my Chicago, to finish my senior year and get a bachelor's degree in religions of the world. So from that aspect, I chose the site, pitched it, and then I went there and elaborated further with not only my studies, but I got activities around our school, and then all the trips I have. And then I was fortunate enough to have the opportunity to meet, one takeaway for me from the internship program is I met a lot of people in learning at school here, my experience here, and then I actually talk with them casually, sometimes casually. For example, we were at a cocktail reception the other night with our partner agencies, we have the Australia senior officials talk. So I was able to meet with certain ambassadors and certain bureau directors of foreign affairs, and they were able to tell me, oh, very good, you're an intern in our school, that's very exciting. And then I met other officers, like a young, energetic young man or woman to come in. One day we're all going to retire, or to actually do the work there. So meeting with them, they gave me an idea of what their path of education was, what their work experience was, so I have an idea where to look forward. I think also interns can also identify that when you announce that you're an intern in office, everyone announces opportunities to you immediately, whether it's post-grad programs or hirings or how long you have to be somewhere. So I'm going to explain why I study what I do and how I was able to find a work with it. So, the message school. It's okay to study something you're passionate about. Finding work is something everyone struggles with. Everyone uses skills to what they work, but you can use your academics as one chance to actually dive into what you're passionate about. So that's how it was. That's how the pitch was. That's how family and a support system came along. It was hard physically or mentally as well. So I needed professional support sometimes. But at the end of the day, I always reminded myself that scholarship exists to promote all these experiences from a safer environment in our school. Leadership for funding the scholarships, and even more to fund the scholarships, and then speaking in a positive language, saying that this is an investment, so need to get more programs or continue funding, or even I even heard sometimes increase funding. That I want to apply. So work site in our Ministry of State. It was an eye-opening experience for 1 month in our office to actually see what. Almost 25 years of Elan independence, how nation building happens on a daily basis as well. They are the channel of communication within our Blue Rebelao between all agencies and all individuals. for example, Ongra Passport and all transmittals from nonprofits. And at the same time, they're the diplomatic corps. They represent Palau on the world stage. So whenever Palau's name comes up anywhere in media, you have the executive branch to thank for that through the Ministry of State. And then finally, since as a young nation, something I noticed on my own observation is they coordinate with our outside partners in May. Every single aid program in Merbelau, or like every single aid development program, grant proposal from our generous partners and donors and member nations have to get coordinated somewhere. And while it's everyone's effort, my individual agency or whichever benefactor and person receiving the benefits are there, there's always an office to do that kind of work. And then I think also an internship, the Malamon was for a long time, so they're actually familiar with how to deal with interns. And so I have a good balance of having work to do, like more obvious, actually having something to do, getting busy. And then the leniency in free time was in our school. And I think I heard you going back. Our family. So if you have anything there, we're extremely fact schools. We understand you're also a student at the end of the day that needs some time. And so they also gave me that opportunity. A final shout out to wrap up my thoughts is, and then I notice I am blessed among women with four lovely ladies at the table. Like young men of Palau, that makes you a man at the end of the day. Everyone does that once in a while, and it's okay, but at the end of the day, it's men and women, young, able-bodied, strong. Don't use that as your asset and use that as a channel. You're a part of nation building too in the next 25. So in the next 25 or 50, it's in our hands now. So the internship program, I thought it was simply summer job, but it became open a lot of opportunities and observations that even simply talking with someone at a table give me.
Handsome and beautiful young other fellow. I'm excited, Lorenz Sertir. And I hope that all parents or Rengs, Marangal Gir, we have another Thursday or two in Mutal Mira Radio, mang every Thursday at 11 o'clock at Mitrigidal Interns. And the idea is to promote the internship program so mong direkal gukurang ang employers lo reng se sorry mo on board the mlar arangal gal may o intern ang man sabi join our program because there's so many positive things about this internship program ngam la mo normal vocabulary other tell internship so I understand la sengaria baby la maklol gum bali bela direkan la begin a internship program certain so in the future I hope we can all work together because I think our goals are made lo sisi I understand la sa PNCC and start la internship ring el alsame yeah of course a coral reef I'm like together I'll start an internship right here we work closely with our other Palau Coral Reef Center and hale de gora de na mensa ka story til gal gal me the quasi meta baby questions and more tire dorian so hace tu kul morang so hace algo tel modo du a la haina le menciono la sen no yan al game magam le take off a school and I think ang mal important tabo lo de ngay listeners marangal lorren so hace sometimes and there are surprises along the way and then you have to get up and move to start over la journey ka so ngara sel ko tro man nemri ngar ka ra te gi del mura galet sa gara hilo
I guess leaving family and behind, and leaving my daughter behind too. it was a challenge. It was not easy, and even I'm thankful for internet. I was able to like communicate with them like daily, but it was hard being at the end of the phone call and then just knowing it's too far away from me. And yeah, that was a challenge.
Thank you, Lahaina. I hope the bara odeu odeu ko mlekera dorm.
Mlekera dorm for my first year, but after that, akmle sigi abligel outside the campus and thing. But it's just close, so it seemed cheaper that way than living in the dorms.
Oh, mlekera roommates
now? Yeah, I did. I had three other roommates.
And
they're all Palawan.
Oh, that makes it easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do them and more like a PNSP help for a school.
Oh, yeah, you do them and more like a PNSP. Because PNSP, my financial aid, those were the main financial assistance that I got to help me ra schooler. So, PNSP, I'm not able to cover, say, the work I'm long song, so financial aid that I'll have a schooler. But then also, I'm learning, say, the ring of PNSP, aside from that, from the school, I'll work like rent and like magal utilities, and of course, groceries. So, yes, thank you for.
Hope. And do you recommend the Hilo and Morangal school?
Yes, I do recommend Hilo. Hilo, sel obong, it's not that big. Kote sa kumda sa kura, la kumda sa sekpong lamal. Lamal kora, like when you see on the TV, kumulwa sa kumal patokar a, then obnoxious, and but it's not all that. There are other Hilo, Hawaiians, they're Pacific Islanders, and all Pacific Islanders have that. We have our culture, the Kulwasa, the Mulang Mesara, the Omu, Rangi Sege, the Lamul, that we understand. We have that same language between Pacific Islanders. So, so Obahilo, it's most of the students, their culture, they come from a very cultured background. So, having that, then Kokora, you're able to build a bridge between another person who's not specifically from where you're from, or because you have that understanding about that. So if you, because UH Hilo is the number one diverse college in the United States, so if you want to be diverse and meet people from the corners of the world, come to UH Hilo. You get to learn a lot from your friends, like the people you meet, and Omwa Hilo, it's small, so your friends become your family. Hilo, we have this club and everybody joins, we do everything together, because we're always away from family, so those special events like special holidays, Christmas, we always gather and we have something to do together, and as a, like an actual family, because they are my family. So to those ngalgal belaw wal ngar belaw gomal masaw, and I hope people sing dam salmal have fun without me. Akmal mama kita ro.
Okay, Dilit, agora man ngi ngal ra school, what's your secret to good grades?
Secret to good grades? I don't think there's any like secret sauce to this, guys. Like, you just have to, again, self-management, manage your time wisely, and don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to speak up in class. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask your classmates if they want to do a study group. Like, your academics is your responsibility in college, so it's really just up to you to make time and ask for help when you need it. And you'll get there. You'll be fine.
Very good. Kumlarmeng said no secret. Just be disciplined and say rule as problem. River, kamal aroy daw ma. Sylvester, you're all the way in the east. Midwest. And mal sel weather say mal challenging, yeah. Yes. How was it getting up in the morning and freezing outside? How were you able to get up in the morning and go to class?
I ask myself that same question. How did I do it? No, but I was lucky because my dorm was connected to the school building where all the classes were. So everyone who came from outside had jackets on, and I walked the outside with my slippers. Because I lived in the dorm, so I just went outside in slippers. Everyone was like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm inside. It's fine." But the weather can kind of bring you down, and it's hard to imagine if you know, when we lived in Palau, like, it's, we always complain like it's hot, you know. But that was the only problem. But then, and then when I went there, I was like, I wish I could sweat, because it's just, it can get very cold there, and sometimes the sun will disappear a little bit, so then you're, it can be kind of like, you know, you get kind of sad, you know, you want to see the sun, you want to especially hear the ocean. I realized that when I went there, how much I would miss that sound. But then you just have to remember why you're there. And not to say that the Midwest doesn't have great things about it. Like, there's pretty awesome things over there, you know. And they have great summers, too. But and the snow can sometimes be fun, you know, when you're looking from the inside of your house and where it's warm. And you look outside and it's snowing. So it's kind of beautiful that way, too. But definitely just, like, trying to focus on the positive can really change your experience, I think. Something my dad taught me was that, you know, wherever you're at, that's the, you can make your situation better by changing your attitude. So there's such a thing as, like, you want to go to this school or that school, but wherever you end up, if you choose to work hard and make it your own, then that is the rewarding experience. That is where you're supposed to be, because you made it your place.
Wow, great advice, River. Marlung il attitude of Marl Clot to Talel. Okay, Sylvester, all the way in Chicago. School. Were you comfortable learning Tanya's advisors at how, or did you work closely with them at school to her advisors?
So with regards to what did I work close to get help with advisors? First answer, yes. During my first year at Dorsey, I sat down and said, like, if I don't make myself known, I just don't want to sit in the corner and be quiet. So like, for example, in a writing class. In a writing class, I heads up to education system because it's way better than I thought. Like, so you go to a writing, like my university, your writing class require them. So I went to my writing professor and said, okay, look, where English and Palau work hand in hand together. I'm not exactly sure how writing goes. He said, like, well, you picked a major with a ton of writing. So, like, give me something, like, give me an exercise and we'll see what happens there. So I think advisors, from one hand, honestly want to help students. So, like, when they say they want to help students, they mean it. So regular advisors, whether a professor, academic advisor, or a mentor on campus, or leader of a club, or even just an older student, they reach out to Sori Al-Habra School. So with regards to approaching advisors, they make themselves approachable, and then they actually sit down among the other, and then smoothie whatever kind of question you have to them. So the phrase that there's no stupid questions actually applies there, and is the golden rule of asking for help. There are honestly no stupid questions. So then I went all the way there, but I kind of forgot that not every single person around me did that. So when you have I've met people without a passport who've never left the country, who've never flown on a plane, who've never had to go to the bank by themselves without their parents. And I said, oh, wow. if they ask that kind of stuff, there's nothing that I can ask for help with regards with communicating, with transferring numbers in between then. And then, the change of environment, like a literal change of environment. Yes, so Midwest has four seasons. Okay, you ready for four seasons? I say, how many? Four seasons. So in that sense, I found myself to, one, be an autumn person, but number two, when you get down, that exists. Like, one day, the temperature in the city went down to minus 50 Celsius and minus 60 Fahrenheit or something like that. But polar vortex in the Midwest. Like, Apigisartutau, like the place is freezing, the window is frozen. And then I ask, and then I said, wait, no. It was honestly, there's literally a warmer day. There's literally a warmer day. And it's another way of saying that. That was early in the spring in the semester, my junior year, which I know is a critical moment because sophomore, junior year is a critical moment. I'm out of school. You're literally so close, but yet don't realize how far you've come. That I met other Belau and Rutan Med for my first year, because that's just how it is, I think. Like, 1 year is enough. I worked up for 2 years, which in itself was a challenge, which a complete change of environment and full immersion in my environment where I was in. The good thing about that, and then a good thing of either Belau or being that far away, when you meet what you got other communities or other Belau care, say, when you meet someone else from your, you realize what's you are who you are no matter how far you are from where you're from. Gather Belau, no matter what corner of the globe you're in, or what you're wearing, or where you could be. Suburban Illinois, in the metropolitan Chicago area, Wisconsin, or even in the state of Hawaii, where close community that Pacific Islanders I could find were actually of a Hawaiian community there. So I wasn't the only one who surprised people. Was you left the tropical paradise to come to a winter wasteland.
I go on so long as sister sharing our gawe. What did you get there? Me, the Mahal, the Ringa Solitary Gangal. I get a lot of malmeral to go. I sell the Garve allow the mel. Take it from granted as it tell me whether. Yeah, they say it's pristine paradise, Palau, beautiful, Marang. And this is the top of the Belau, the world outside, the man more realized, and I say, give a man not to tell me what. But I'll give the line of sale much more clearly. And then I get directly all what I say, advisors, I got the McClough to clear. Sell the Bragalets and get a give all mother doing a school as sell over Bragalets. Get to know your advisors, and mother do it. I'll see the creator, I will. Straightforward, the planner, the finish again requirements, and still the total school. Because the longer you stay in school, the more money it costs. Plus, in some, for yourself, and you can travel and all the good stuff that comes when you have a degree. This is the last thing, internship forum, there's about 28 of them. July 26th, it's a Friday, ra PCC Assembly Hall. It's 9 o'clock, almost 12, as 12. It's like a quick caption of various departments, and this is what you do. I'll be going to say, potential project, Lomorul. Marangalra High School, Mar Elementary, Akmal recommend their team, Lomas, Sertagi, they'll participate, Sertagi, the forum, to the Orang Sertagalangalra, because they can get an idea of maybe what field they want to go into. Again, that's July 26th, Friday, and morning in the PCC Assembly Hall. And then, as a reminder, I get PNSB programs, I get financial programs to help Rangal Galmura College. The deadline is July 31st. You may long wait until the last minute, but I'm ready to submit a bill, give a complete. In case you're lacking, make sure you complete a bill. For the much stricter deadline, ready for them to use next Thursday mal tune in al meretel radio station again.
Yeah, so yeah, thank you to my family, my friends, Marcel Mabrandon, who are here to pick me up to treat me for lunch, Sulang, and also to all those people who supported me throughout my academic career. I definitely could have done it without them.
And my friends, another word saying, yes, I'm here, please reach out. Ministry of State, it's my job and my passion to meet and mingle with people. So, Msula.
Just want to say thank you again to my mom and my dad, all my family members and friends, and everyone who has supported me on my academic and personal growth journey.
Ali, dere kal mal sa kalor ng asulir ar sensir nga ngal kami yun sa mal proud al alumna kami yun sensir kato orang nga al sami yun sa. I'm sorry, sensir nga kami yun, mas sensir nga kami senti, mas sensir nga PCC, and of course my advisors, mas sensir nga kara UH Hilo. Thank you to my parents, my grandmother, everybody, my friends. I love you guys so much. So thank you guys.
I'd like to thank my mom and dad for everything. For my thank you to my sister and to Central State Government for the opportunity to work with you. Thank you. And thank you, PNSP.
Mam sulang spy then I met next week.
Okay, tayo mula rin sa talk show Rapalaw National Scholarship for the PNSP. Nalangir ang iyo lorior, ang iya evalgop sa ngila ang iya Widdlebuil na 2019.
You're listening to 87.9 Ecopilice FM, Rally Rogamu in Stereo.